The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a correspondent lender, and what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern time is go through our actual live mortgage rates for different programs, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan type. And today's loan type is going to be reverse mortgages. So a lot of people don't know much about reverse mortgages, so this will be a great one to do. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will go ahead and take us through a deep dive into reverse mortgages. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our rates and see what the market is looking like. So Nick, if you are ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and take a look at the rates for today.
Right. Let me switch my screen and we will check it out. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool for our team of mortgage professionals. This will show general rates and the APR for today. It is March 20th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern, so all of our standard programs are live here. If you'd like a full breakable loan estimate of all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with one of ours. We have over 300 licensed loan officers. For our demo today, we'll set up a basic scenario, set up a $400,000 loan amount, set an LTV of 80% loan, 20%, and have the computer find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional, and we'll compare that with FHA, and we'll check out our expanded guideline with 5,000 conventional loan programs. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, let us know. USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking at them, let us know. We'll start with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed loan, standard loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos, we use estimated credit score here of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio here of. So with settings, let's check the conventional rate. Markets are going up a touch. I believe this is a touch higher than it was yesterday, 6.62.125 discount points at cost, APR at 6.890. Now, it's a great option for our customers that qualify. But if our customer doesn't qualify for any reason, the next option we typically want to explore is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same exact, and this time we'll select FHA so we can compare programs here. FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues as well as a much higher debt to income ratio. Keep it exactly the same so we can compare across the programs. We have a 5.75 rate for 2.5 discount points and costs. At 6.699, so a good option here for our customers that need to use it, and our customers that qualify for both, definitely check out the FHA. It's actually a touch cheaper today. This APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance, so our customers that need to use these programs, it's actually similar. It's cheaper than conventional, so option for our customers that need to use these programs. Now, where we love to specialize is if our customer doesn't qualify for any of the standard programs. Most have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to present our expanded guideline, also known as non-QM options, where we have over 5,000 options beyond the standard here. So the first thing we need to select is our income type. So if our customer doesn't qualify with full doc, which is what's used for FHA and conventional, we'll need to use an alternative. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs. The investor programs are just for investors. We'll show those in a second. Personal bank statement 12-month is the most popular program. That's what we'll use here today. We have RSU, stated income, 9, P&L, no income, CDFI. Okay, is our 12-month personal bank statement, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times, the self-employed borrowers will submit returns and they have various write-offs or just may need a little extra help with their income calculations. Solve that problem, no tax returns at all, just their statements, and we'll determine a new debt-to-income ratio of 40% in this example using just their cash in the bank. So many times these borrowers qualify for much more. So let's check out the bank statement options today. Went up a touch from last week, 2.3 discount points, put the final APR at 7.398. So great option for our customers that need to use these non-QM programs within a half a point of conventional. If you notice when we did, if you don't qualify conventional, it is almost identical to go with these non-QM programs. Now, if we scroll down here, notice there's hundreds of variations. Some of these at high bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues, and these may allow slightly different ways to calculate the income. So please be with our team to see which of the hundreds of options works best. And for our final demo, we always do investment properties. We love to work with investors. So for our final two demos, we'll do investment property scenario. Same setup, 400,000 loan amount, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. We'll compare the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional to our non-QM expanded guideline options. Grams, FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments. Start here with conforming conventional. Everything will stay the same as all our other demos. All we've changed here is the occupancy. So let's check out the today. And as usual, the portfolio option is coming out on top because it doesn't require any loan adjustments. This isn't a true conventional program. It uses all the same guidelines, but it's a portfolio program, meaning they don't have to add those price adjustments required now for Fannie and Freddie loans. So 6.875 rate, 3.375 discount points at cost, puts the final APR at 7.277 for this unique option. And the first true conventional option, a little bit higher here, 7% rate, 3.375 discount points at cost, puts that final APR at 7.406. So this gap is about the same as it has been the last few weeks. Rates go down here in the future, we should see the standard up. But for now, definitely recommend our customers this portfolio option, definitely a cool option. And check out our non-QM options as well. So for our final demo here, set up the same scenario. And this time we'll select expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So for non-QM, we need to first pick income type, most popular income type for an investment property. And the most popular loan we do is our DSCR option because it doesn't require any income or employment or documentation on that. We simply use the estimated rents from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, it can pay the property cash flows. That's a ratio of one. We even have options for ratios under one, but for the demo, we always put 1.5 so we can see the most common options. And finally, what we always use, there are options for no prepayment penalty that will cost more and limit the programs. And there's some programs that allow funders, which save us some money, but not all programs allow it. So we can see the most common options. We always choose 3 years here. So let's check out the DSCR rates today. All right. Still a couple smoking options here. 6.875 rate, 3.275 discount points, APR at 7.372. So not quite beating the portfolio option, but beating the true conventional option here. So absolutely amazing. DSCR programs beating conventional. 100% of investors are going to take these options when they're compared because the DSCR has a lot of flexibility. Now, if we scroll down, some of these other DSCR options may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, credit events, other issues. Some may allow different ways to calculate the income, short-term rental income, etc. And some may allow different property types. We went over that the other day as well. So tons of flexibility here on the DSCR programs. So that's it for the live rate demo. Let me go ahead and switch my screen. And we'll get into Jose's. Definitely a change in pace here. Reverse mortgage loans, definitely a different topic. Reverse mortgages only for our old borrowers, 62 and older. So this is for primary homes for our borrowers. So very small subset, very unique and often misunderstood program. So Jose, can we please take some time to talk about what these are? And then let's check out some actual info.
Awesome. Great. Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you today for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Yes, a little different spin on things today. Right. We're always talking about investors. Today, we're talking about primary homes and reverse mortgages. Now, reverse mortgages have been around for a while. When they first came out, it was pretty much no holds barred, totally no income, get all your money out in one shot. But they've been tweaking the program, I'd say, over the last 20 years, seeing what works and what doesn't. So now the reverse mortgage isn't a fully no income type program. They do have residual income requirements. And there are limitations on the amount of money that you can pull out in the initial distribution. Something else to note is that reverse mortgages are typically done as an adjustable rate mortgage. That is where you will get the maximum loan to value. And I would also like to state that there are some proprietary reverse mortgages out there, like jumbo reverse mortgages, not your typical FHA type reverse mortgage, which is the one that we're going to be talking about today. So there are, just putting that out there, there are a couple different reverse mortgage product types out there. But the most common one, the one we're going to be going over now, is the FHA HECM, which is also a one-year adjustable rate mortgage. I will also state that the reverse mortgage is based on the life expectancy of the borrower. Hence, the younger the borrower, the lower, now figure this out though, the younger the borrower, the lower the initial loan to value will be on the loan, because that borrower's life expectancy, you know, they have a longer life expectancy than, let's say, a borrower that's 80 years old. And I would also state that in many cases, the older borrower, after a certain age, there may be add-ons to the cost. Like I know in some examples there, if the borrower is older than 85 years old, there is a one-point adjustment to the pricing simply because of that. So keep in mind how it works out with the HECM. The younger you are, the lower the maximum loan to value that you're going to have, because your life expectancy is, you know, you still have a lot of years on. And the key component, I guess I'm assuming everyone knows this, but the key component of the reverse mortgage is that it does not require a principal and interest payment to be made out of pocket by the borrower. It allows, it actually doesn't require any principal payment ever to be made. What it does do is it's a negative amortization type loan where the payments that you do not make are added to the balance, right? That's what negative amortization is. That means that the interest is added every month. The unpaid interest is added every month to the principal balance of the loan. So let me get it. Oh, and one last thing, reverse mortgages are possible to be used for a purchase, which is a very cool thing, right? However, there is a maximum loan to value on a reverse mortgage purchase of 50%. 50 is the maximum LTV. So let me go ahead and share this situation with you. All right. Our first example here is for a reverse mortgage purchase, right? This is, refi. Now, what's changing on this here is the margin, right? So this is for a one-year adjustable rate loan at 60% loan to value. And now your margin can be adjusted, and the margin does affect the compensation. So, you know, there is a large spread there in the margin. So obviously every company is going to price their HECMs out according to whatever their company policy is. So in this case, I'm using 2.375 as the benchmark for these quotes. All right. So a 2.375 margin on a one-year adjustable rate loan. There is a 7.385 interest rate and no additional cost in loan discount to buy down that rate, assuming that 2.375 is our margin, correct? So now the next option then would be if this was priced out at a 7.25 margin, the rate would be 7.26%, and the cost would be 0.8 points is the cost on that 7.26. But again, like I was stating, it is a one-year adjustable rate loan, and in this case would be the one-year adjustable rate loan with a 2.25 margin. In our next option here, same rate, same LTV, 60%. The only difference is here now that our margin is 2.125. Remember, the margin is what gets added to the index to give you your fully indexed rate. So in this case, 7.135 would be the rate, 1.8 points would be the cost, at a margin of 2.125. And the last two examples here are HECM purchase. So again, we're doing this at the maximum 50% LTV at our 2.375 margin, and it does have 7.385 is our rate here. And our last example, basically just same 50% LTV, same one-year adjustable rate loan, but in this case, we have a 2.25 margin, and our rate is 7.26% for our one-year adjustable rate loan. So a lot of variety there in the HECM market, as I like to call the reverse mortgages. So what you do have to be aware of as the consumer is that it's a one-year adjustable rate loan. The margin is really more what you're going to be negotiating here, because your final interest rate, your fully indexed rate, is going to be the one-year index plus the margin.
All right. You can go ahead and ask questions in the chat if you have them, but I do have a question here, Jose. So we talked about what a reverse mortgage actually is, but can we talk a little bit about what the, I guess, you know, what the goal is, or who this is perfect for, right? What are we trying to accomplish here? For what borrower? What are they trying to accomplish?
Well, I guess I'll use my own personal example. I did a reverse mortgage on my parents in 2007. And the whole purpose there was they were contemplating basically selling their home because they wanted to reduce their expenses, their monthly expenses. So the option, and they wanted access to money, right? They wanted some money. They wanted to enjoy themselves. They wanted to release some of that equity that was pent up in their property. So we discussed it and really felt that it would be beneficial to get access to the funds, reduce their expenditures every month, and not have to move from the property that they called their home. You know, it's not just where they live, that's your home. So that was the decision there, was to, you know, stay in your home. And that's, I guess, the decision that many older people need to make at a certain point in their life, is do you sell your home because you want to reduce the expenses and get access to some funds, maybe to, you know, travel or give money to your relatives and grandkids or whatever, or, you know, do you want to sell the home or do you want to keep it? Basically, that's what it boils down to. And I think many retirees or people looking to retire would like to have that option rather than just be forced to sell the home to reduce the expenses. So that's the big benefit of the reverse mortgage. It gives old, you know, people looking to enter that phase of their life, gives them options. And to my parents, it certainly gave them options to do so. So it's very, very useful tool.
All right. I mean, and anybody trying to just get more, you know, money, retire, you know, in their retirement phase. But also, too, remember, one thing to keep in mind is that they can still make payments, right? So this is only negatively amortizing if they stop making the actual payments. So it's the obligation to make the payment that is taken away. So another thing this is sometimes kind of applied to is, if people think they may need this or may have an emergency in the future or just want to have the option to not make their mortgage payment, because they can still make their mortgage payment just like normal, right, Jose? And then it wouldn't be amortizing negatively. And then at any point, they could stop if they need to. They don't have the obligation anymore, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's not that a reverse mortgage doesn't allow you to make payments. It just gives you the option to not make payments and have the interest just get added to the loan, basically. So, yeah, I mean, you can get the reverse mortgage to have it as a tool because, as we all know in the industry, financial products come and go all the time. They change. So if you like the way it is right now, it's usually best to make that decision, get that product now in planning for when you're actually going to use it, and then you can continue to make your payments and all that kind of stuff. And then at some point, if you opt out of making the payment, you have the liberty to do so. I know many people that would have loved to have done a reverse mortgage when they had different guidelines, you know, when they were giving you a lot more money up front, which all that changed. And when it was truly a no income loan, but you know, that's just the way things are. So big advice there is, yeah, if you like the way something is right now, grab it, because, you know, guidelines are always getting tweaked.
Yeah, good point. On this exact program, that did happen. And I think they tightened a lot of that up after the issues with it, right, Jose, which also created kind of a stigma about it. So for the loan officers out there, it's important to educate your borrowers thoroughly on the benefits and, you know, potential downsides of a reverse mortgage, because there is a stigma kind of about it, right? I mean, you talk to people about this, some people are like, oh no, that's a scam or something. So while we want to fit it for the right borrower, but that's going to take educating the borrower thoroughly, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. I don't see any questions. Surprisingly, I don't see any questions in the chat. So I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Then remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday, where we go through our live mortgage rates. And then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. So we got a new topic tomorrow for you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Jose. We'll see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.